Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is January 15th, 2024. Oh, look at that. Denise is celebrating over there. It's your WWE post-Raw review. It's a big weekend. We had TNA returning hard to kill their biggest gate in like 10 years. Joel Pearl was on the scene. You're going to be able to hear him talk about that on In the Weeds this week. He also got some interviews as well. Did a lot of great reporting on the scene, did Joel. But we are here to talk WWE Raw and whatever you guys want to talk about. Denise Salcedo's here. Denise, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. It feels weird because last week I wasn't here and I feel like, oh my God, it's been what, like 2 weeks since I last seen you? So I came through today and I was like, damn, I haven't seen Sean in a long time. It's been two weeks, right? Because we had the Christmas. Oh, wait, no, yeah. But there was day one.
There was day one. We did day one, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Will I be seeing you next week?
Like, huh?
Will I be seeing you next week? Are you going to Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Am I glitching?
Nope.
Oh, that's really weird. Sorry.
You're good. And so are you guys. If you leave a thumbs up on this video, there's so many different ways it can help us here at Fightful. We are largely publicly funded. So you can leave a thumbs up on the video. You can leave a comment. You can leave a live chat. If you want your question or statement read on the air, you can send in a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. We've got all kinds of content here for you. Interviews, nonstop, news shows, review shows. I dropped 3.5 hours of wrestlers telling Royal Rumble stories yesterday. We're also going to have next week, or hopefully whenever we can get it up, a timeline of CM Punk, the 10-year chronicle of him leaving WWE to come back and how it leads up to this Royal Rumble. It is so wild how the things that led to him leaving 10 years ago led to him coming back. Unbelievable story there. You're going to be able to see here at youtube.com/Fightful. You can also get your super chats or humper chats in at humperchats.com. That's how you get your question or statement read on the air, and there is plenty to talk about. We've got more exclusive news than anybody else, and the place where you can support us at that with that exclusive news is FightfulSelect.com. Today we had news on some of the new promos that we've seen from Kevin Owens, from Tyler Bate and Butch, from Chelsea Piper, Caden and Casey, all those. We had a lot of insight on that and how things have changed since Kevin Dunn. We had the WWE Raw plans revealed that Indu Share and Xavier Woods would be coming back. Just $5 a month for that, or $54 a year for a bunch of accurate wrestling news. We have already, in the first couple of weeks of 2024, had over a dozen contract reports on FightfulSelect.com. By far, more exclusive news than anywhere else. That's where you can support us. And you can tune in on January 31st. We were going to do the award show on February 4th, but WWE announced Vengeance Day. So we're going to do it January 31st. It's a Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right before AEW Dynamite. We're going to bring you the second ever Fightful Awards. You're going to hear from a lot of the wrestlers that you guys voted in to win these awards. A lot of people very excited to get these physical awards as well. So tune in there. If you want to sponsor an award, contact myself, the Fightful Twitter, Kate, or Fightful Select directly within the app. Hit us up. It's $100 per ad read. You'll get an ad read. You're in the description and the reply on the announcement tweet. Man, so many ways to support us. Or you can just chill out and watch the show, because we've got plenty to talk about here. And before we even get into Raw, Paul Walter Hauser, good friend of Fightful, love Paul Walter Hauser, my favorite actor. He's appeared on AEW in the past. He's wrestling Matt Cardona. He won an Emmy tonight and name-dropped Kota Ibushi, Matt Cardona, and Diamond Dallas Page. Denise, Matt Cardona, by the way, a Fightful Award winner. I didn't think that I would ever see that happen at the Emmys.
I was going to say, that's pretty cool, man, to get a shout out at the Emmys. Hey, man, never know. It's 2024. We're getting some wins.
Denise, what did you think of this Raw in totality?
God damn it, Sean. You know exactly what I thought about this Raw. All right. So I'm just going to be real here. So last week, I was sort of feeling a little bit of FOMO because, again, I wasn't here for last week's show. And I was kind of keeping up on Twitter and seeing some of the things that people were posting. I was seeing the funny clips of the Judgment Day video and just all of the different little things that were happening. And I was like, damn, I miss Raw. Well, I did not think that today. I'm sorry. The first, there was two things that I really enjoyed on today's show, and that was kind of it. But I would say that for the first hour, hour and a half, I was like, honestly thinking, would Sean believe me if I said I was feeling ill and wasn't going to come in? I'm not even lying. I just thought that there were some things on today's show that could have just been a little bit more exciting. There were two things that I really loved and I can't wait to talk about, and everything else was just oatmeal, but oatmeal without any flavor.
It was very hit or miss. There were many things that I enjoyed on this show, but there were a lot of times that I found myself being like, okay, what's the score of the Bucks-Eagles game? Bagarov says, appreciate all the Fightful and all of Fightful and Denise for entertaining content. Like that you explain why something is bad or good instead of hating, liking for impressions. Appreciate the authenticity. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I try to go into all this stuff pretty optimistic. I want to like everything. Yeah, I really, really love pro wrestling, so I want to like everything. But unfortunately, sometimes I can't. I did like, however, this Cody Rhodes promo. He kicked off the MLK Day Raw, and he was interrupted by Drew McIntyre. I'll tell you something that I like. When The Rock showed up on Raw a couple weeks ago, you saw all the people say, fight back, Cody, fight back. He has been. He has been. He's been very staunch in saying, no, it's me. I got to win this title. This is my story. This is how it's going to go. I like that he is keeping his foot on the gas pedal as far as this goes, because he's not going to be bullied out of this. And Drew even mentioned it. Drew was like, I've seen all the memes. I've seen all the posts. And I like that Drew drew a lot of comparisons to himself, because there are a lot of comparisons there. They were the same age, started around the same time, were a tag team together, left, although they left in different ways. Drew was released. Cody left of his own volition. They both came back as well, and they both, you know, achieved great heights. They got to the main event of WrestleMania. Drew won his, Cody lost his, which was a theme later on in the show as well. I like that Drew was very much like, you know, I like you, but also you brought Jey Uso over here who ruined my life and my career for at some point. I think that Drew continues to have an awful lot of points. Drew is a very sympathetic, real character right now. And he's telling Cody, I don't know how real you are. He's basically saying like, bro, we've all seen Being the Elite. We know you don't act like this all the time. So what gives? How'd you feel about this?
All right. So this was one of the segments that drew my attention because I had to, sorry. This was definitely one of the ones that was, I thought, a highlight for Raw. I thought that the way that the show kicked off, I thought, all right, here we go. Like, I'm ready. I have a couple of things in regards to this one. So first and foremost, Drew McIntyre. Drew literally right now could have been in a situation where like no one was talking about him. He could have just been good old Drew McIntyre, good old reliable Drew McIntyre. Right now, the focus could have been on Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, CM Punk, all of these other people. But Drew McIntyre has honestly made you say, look at me. I'm talking here. I'm doing this. I'm climbing this mountain of whatever it is. I'm suddenly, or not suddenly really, but the last couple of weeks, I've been really intrigued in what Drew McIntyre has been doing from a character standpoint. And we've been talking about this a whole lot. But just like his confrontation last week with Punk and then this week with Cody Rhodes has really been something that I feel is making him be the Drew McIntyre that we wanted to see for a very long time that I think some of us may have forgotten who he is. Because, I mean, this is a guy that, you know, used to be champ, won the Royal Rumble. Like, he's got a great look. Like, Drew McIntyre is the whole package. So I kind of feel like we're finally getting back to that point where Drew McIntyre was at, like, the last time that, you know, he had won the championship and he was champion during that COVID era. So I was very happy for Drew McIntyre. I loved everything that he said today. He does this thing, Sean, where for me, there's moments where I'm like, you know what? I can't root against this guy, man. He's making all the sense in the world. And then he throws something in there where I'm like, damn it, Drew, you freaking got me and you got everybody again. So I like the creativity in the promos and a lot of the verbiage that he's been using in this promos too. So that was really something that I enjoyed. And I liked that there was this, like you said, the similarities between Drew and Cody, because I think everybody, the second you saw these two guys across from the ring, you knew that like right away. And the fact that they found themselves back in WWE and both, you know, sort of proving something. I don't know, man. This was a win. I thought this was a win.
I thought this was a big win as well. I mean, they are developing stories within the Royal Rumble. I'm filming a video hopefully this week where I'm going to discuss some of the things I would change about the Royal Rumble or add to the Royal Rumble, because it's my favorite event, my favorite match. I've done like 3 or 4 long form features on it. And there's still things that I would like to change. And there was a feature I did about 6 or 7 years ago where I had a bunch of these ideas. And one of them was stories within the Rumble. There's a bunch of storylines right now within the Rumble. And I love that.
Yeah, there definitely has been. And I think there's going to be, like, this is one of the Rumbles where I really hope that they get, like, super creative. Like, last year's Rumble had a lot of really great moments. Like, when, I know we'll talk about it later, but when Gunther was mentioning how he's the longest, you know, was the longest person in the Rumble, like, I just, like, automatically went back and was like, yeah, I remember a lot of good stuff from that Rumble. I liked it.
KE775 says, I hope WWE can agree to a deal with Drew. Love this character, so much potential. I haven't heard of anything else on that. I think it's probably about time that I ask. But that is also one where I feel like if I ask, I might not get an honest answer at this point, because I think that that's kind of playing into what he's doing. But yeah, you know what? I'll
hey,
still
you miss
ask.
100% of the shots you don't take.
That's true. That's
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
True. Maddie Harris says Raw had a new stage tonight. Do you think it's a one-time thing due to the snowy weather? And Jonathan Corona says, I think the new stage for smaller arenas. Sean, do you think it's temporary? Cody Punk promo next week. We are going to cook for families. What did you think of the new set? I did ask, and I'm being told that it has been discussed in the past, but I haven't been given an answer as to whether or not it's permanent or not yet. I liked the different aspect of, I mean, it had these weird
the trusses
around them. I didn't mind that at all. Like it was just different, and yeah, different can be okay.
I liked the screens. I thought looked a lot more like wider, a lot more. I like that kind of a look where the screens just look like bigger, and then they had like those two trusses like right in the middle. I kind of liked it. Sort of gave it like this I don't know, this like sort of alternative look where it wasn't like trying too hard to be different, but with this like one little addition, it made a huge difference. And then this around the ring, I thought that looked really cool. I think the only thing that kind of threw me off, and I don't know if this was something else or what it was, the one thing that threw me off was the opening promo. I don't know, everything looks so foggy. I was like, wait, what did I miss? Maybe they did something, I don't know, in the beginning that made everything look foggy, but I don't know if it was the lighting or if it was something that they did that I didn't see. That was the only moment where I was like, why does everything look foggy? But I also liked, I caught a couple of the new camera angles that they were doing. I think it was like a drone shot. I'm not really too sure, but it was coming from the side of like, if you're getting the view from the stage to the ring versus from the ring to the stage. And so I really did like those like additional little camera shots that they did. I didn't know if they did them last week, but I noticed them this week for sure.
Jonathan Corona says, Sean, in your opinion, who do you want to see running production for WWE? Who will take over Dunn's spot? Well, they hired a guy, Lee Fitting, who was just actually involved in an Emmy scandal at ESPN and was let go from there. But I mean, it's a big hire as far as knowing what you're doing from there, but it's Lee Fitting from what I understand. And there were some that were surprised. They thought it would be within and multiple people would fill that role. But James Travis says, do you know if WWE is interested in any of the War Dogs? I think all of them are going to end up staying in New Japan, but Fightful Select has reported Gabriel Kidd, Clark Connors, Coughlin, and Drilla Maloney. All their contracts are coming up, and Gabe Kidd is a big prospect, a big one. All of them are honestly. Ryan says, hey, Sean, if Mercedes doesn't debut on Dynamite, is it safe to assume her talks with AEW are on shaky ground? No, I want to make this clear. I'll make this very, very clear. At no point, despite whatever out of context videos that you may have seen, where people clip, where somebody goes, in your opinion, how should they? And then we talk about it. At no point ever has Fightful reported she will debut on this date, etc. The only thing even remotely close to that was that when the talks ended with WWE, WWE sources said that they expect her to sign or appear elsewhere imminently. To make that clear, Fightful has never reported she is debuting soon, anything like that. I have no idea when she's going to debut. However, she is expected in AEW. I can't prove that she has signed right now. I can say that I suspect it, but I can't prove it. I've not had her, AEW, or an official confirm that to me. Industry sources say that she's headed there or is there already. Let's make that clear one more time. Don't know when she's debuting. Personally, me, Sean Ross Sapp, of my opinion, I would hype it up. I would do it like the CM Punk thing. That's what I would do. But no, I do not think that her talks are on shaky ground. And I have said this as well. If she ends up somewhere else, I don't think the big story will be oh, wow, she's here. I think it will be what the hell happened with AEW and what fallout is they're going to be there. That's how far along I believe this is. Anyway, Chris says the truss has definitely gave an outdoor venue vibe. The rectangle lighting rig was a huge difference in the circle rig. I didn't really like it. I'll tell you what else gave an outdoor vibe. When Rollins did an interview later on and you could see his breath backstage.
I know. I was wondering, I'm like, how, or like, you know how sometimes in those like arenas, like in the back, they have like those really big garage doors that let in all of this air. So I was wondering, like, how close are they to that? Or are they kind of a little bit away where clearly it looked cold back there?
Yes, boy says, what are some of y'all's favorite movies you've seen last year? Ooh, man, you know what? That's putting me on the spot.
I'm trying to think, what did I even watch last year? I'm not a movie person. I'm more of a TV show person.
Spider-Man, without a doubt. The animated one was incredible. It was one of the best things I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah, I liked the new Scream. I thought that was pretty good. What else?
I watched Oppenheimer.
Did you?
Yeah, I just watched it yet. Like 2 weeks ago. I actually liked it. I got into it. It was a little long, but I ended up getting into it. I really enjoyed it. I watched last year in theaters. I know I watched Barbie and I watched The Little Mermaid. And that was it. That's all I saw in theaters that I remember.
Where do you think Tama Tonga will end up? Is WWE possible? Yeah, I think that WWE is possible. WWE has maintained interest in him for almost a decade at this point. He had the opportunity to jump over when AJ and Gallows and Anderson did as well, but he wanted to stay in New Japan. Fahad says, any news on Brock Lesnar returning at the Rumble? Enjoying the content, guys. Not as of yet, but if I was booking it, I would have Gunther go on this big, big run. Then Brock Lesnar's music hits. And they stare at each other and they beat the living shit out of each other and they both go over the top rope and that's your WrestleMania match, Denise.
Don't even tease me, Sean. That's just cruel. Just getting my hopes up.
Rock Hard Joel Wood says, okay, Sean, let me ask you, in your opinion, when do you think is the deadline for Mercedes to debut before you think something may be up? No all time in. Soon. I'd say all in, really?
Yeah. If she wasn't at all in, I would be concerned.
My God. I mean, I can tell you that when New Japan saw a story that they wanted to do Julia versus Mercedes, I had multiple people from New Japan hit me up and they're like, that was not an option for Battle in the Valley because she couldn't have worked Wrestle Kingdom as well. So like, if she wasn't good to go for Wrestle Kingdom or Battle in the Valley, like, no, I've got no real deadline. Maybe Double or Nothing. I would be like, damn, what's up now? Because, I mean, that was a bad injury that she had, guys. It was a really, really bad injury. What else do we got here? Any Rumble surprises you've heard of? Not yet. I mean, honestly, we'll hear about those like the week of. Like, it's a very much a week of type of thing, especially when we're on the scene. The heavy rumors within WWE rumors are Andrade and Naomi, Liv Morgan. I've heard of another person that might be getting cleared soon that I'm working to verify, but mainly ones like that. I would love to see a Wendy Choo pop up in the Royal Rumble. I think she's made for the Royal Rumble, but those are the ones that I would expect personally, but I haven't heard of any that are as of yet. CM Punk was not at Raw. You remember when I joked around about part-time Punk?
Yeah, I remember that.
Now he's setting up promos on Instagram, Denise.
Well, maybe he's trying to get his count up. I don't know. He seems to really like Instagram stories. People really like Instagram stories.
Is Punk a part-timer?
I mean, when's the last time we saw him? Was last week. Okay. And then before that,
he wasn't on day one.
Was it on day one? And then there was no Christmas show. Then was he on the Raw before that?
He's been on like half, if that, the Raw since
he came
back.
So then he's a part-timer.
You said it, not me. I'm gonna
clip it out.
Clip it out. Our clips guy always picks the controversial stuff. We could, you know, he wants hits. I don't. I don't want the controversial stuff. I hate that bullshit. But that'll get clipped. Nia Jax video package.
But hold on, though. Here's the thing, though. I take it back. You want to know why? Because he did the house shows.
Yeah, but they did a couple of them.
Yeah, but he still did them. That counts as work. He still showed up. He did his job. That's, so even though we didn't see it on TV, that still counts.
Yeah,
so technically, he's not like part-timer. He's like, I don't know.
Okay, hold
what's
on.
What's less
now.
Than you're, part-timer, but
you're
not
you're talking full-time. About him working MSG in the Kia Forum now. That's a little bit different.
Hey, man, he had to travel coast to coast for that, bro.
He's got a house in LA. He lives there.
He still had to travel. I still have to travel when I go home. So does every other person on this planet.
It's like Harry Styles. He drove himself to the show, Denise. Like, it's not a...
Okay, but he was still in MSG, what, like the week before? 2 weeks before? I don't know the schedule. I ain't on the road with him. I'm just trying to tell you that I wouldn't say he's super part-time.
Rock Hard Joel Wood says, since Trinity still has TNA dates that will air after the Rumble, do you think that hurts your chances of being in the Rumble? No. If next weekend's dates are Trinity's last, the fact that those haven't broadcast yet should not affect her Royal Rumble status at all if those are her last dates. They don't have any say over that, to the best of my knowledge. We saw a Shinsuke Nakamura promo. Obviously, he's got to reset a little bit now. We got a Bronson Reed promo saying there's a champion who has a belt that would belong to him soon. To me, this is Seth Rollins, Elimination Chamber. Yeah. He'll be the not hometown boy, but sort of hometown boy there. There was actually a video that emerged. I can't remember who posted it, but I think Kyler let me know about it. Of Anna Bowart, who will be hosting our Elimination Chamber interviews, interviewing Bronson Reed over in Australia. That's cool to see. But, I mean, to me, it seems like Seth Rollins is the one that he's going after, Denise.
Yeah, he's definitely got to be. And by the way, it's big Bronson Reed, FYI. Right, right. It looks like they're pushing that for a bit. How long have they been pushing that for?
A while.
Been a while,
right? Long enough ago that we thought Vince did it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know, for some reason it just dawned on me again. He's big Bronson Reed, but hey man, you gotta go up. And the only thing, I mean, coming off of that feud with Ivar, that was really good. Okay, where do you go from here? Bronson Reed is not the kind of guy just to be there doing nothing. So I liked him already planting the seeds that he's gonna be, you know, headed towards Seth Rollins. I'm at least assuming Seth Rollins.
I would like for him to win some. He's been on Main Event. I know this because I watched the show. But beating Javier Bernal and Akira Tozawa.
It's Bernal. Come on,
let's give us some more. He beat Ivar too, which is cool. But like, let's give this guy some good wins. Let's do that. Let's avoid another angry Tuesday night on Twitter, please. Speaking of Ivar, Akira Tozawa and Ivar wrestled, and he said, when I saw Tozawa, or Jonathan Cronin says, when I saw Tozawa pin Ivar, it was like going to see a wrestling match between Denise and Sean, Denise pinning Sean. That's how I felt.
Okay, first of all, I think me pinning you is way more believable than, I mean, we did see it with Akira Tozawa pinning freaking Ivar.
Akira's a great wrestler.
Yeah, I know, but it's just the way that he's been booked on the show, though. It's really hard to buy.
You have been booked stronger than me in wrestling shows.
Yeah,
that's what I just said. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. So technically, it's more believable. But anyways, I felt the same way. I kind of felt like we were just talking about Bronson Reed, right? Bronson Reed, the only way to go is up. Dude, to me, this was a huge step down for Ivar. Like, I get it, you know, Akira Tozawa is funny, we enjoy him, I love Akira Tozawa as much as the next person, but I kind of felt like this was just a little bit like, really, you're coming off of this feud with Bronson Reed and this is what you're doing now? You're losing to Akira Tozawa in this manner? Kind of rough.
You said that it was unbelievable. I'll tell you what's unbelievable, Denise. The night sleep you're gonna get with Helix Sleep .com/Fightful. I love Helix. I got my mattress there a couple of years ago. or actually, gosh, 4 years ago now, I got my mattress there. It feels like it's still brand new. I took their quick online quiz, got matched to the Dusk Lux model, and you can too. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection that I was just telling you guys about, the newly released Helix Elite collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. You might say, how will I know which Helix mattress works best for you? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz, find the perfect one, and your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than sleeping on it in your own home, and they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty on this. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps different. They have several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions as well. They have models with memory foam layers. They have models with more responsive foam to cradle your body, all kinds of them. They even have ones that help align your spine, cool you down, ones for plus-size sleepers as well. Right now, you can get 20% off all mattresses and two free pillows at helixsleep.com/Fightful and use our code Fightful. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. But also, they've got 12,000 five-star reviews. That's how I found them. I wanted a new mattress. I wanted the best one. I looked online. They had the best one, as rated by Good Housekeeping, by GQ, by Wired, any number of great publications that put them over. And also, they've got wonderful, flexible paint. I just stuttered through that, Denise. I was so excited to tell people about these outstanding payment plans that I stuttered through that. But you want to invest in your sleep. That's what I did. I had a slab of memory foam that I was on before that that was not nearly built as well as helixsleep.com/fightful. I'm so glad that I switched. helixsleep.com/fightful. So, Tozawa beats Ivar. Do you think this hurts Ivar? Gable backstage is going to face Ivar next week, and he's also going to help show Akira Tozawa how to be an alpha, Denise. We also had Maxine involved in this match. There were a lot of variables here.
I don't know if it hurts Ivar, but it kind of tells me how they see him on the roster. I don't think they have really any intentions of kind of going above and beyond with him. So I feel like he is really just like, even though he got himself over while his partner was out due to injury, it feels like this is pretty much them telling us, yeah, he got over and he had a great feud with Bronson. It was great. But you know what? He's still just Ivar on the show. He could lose to Akira Tozawa. It's all good. That's basically what that told me.
I'm excited for the Gable match because I think they're going to start to rebuild him. And I hope so, at least. Ivy will go for Valhalla, by the way, just so you guys know. Gunther is back. I am so excited that Gunther is back. He's very proud of Ludwig Kaiser for the way that he acted while he was gone. He said that he's been trying to bring this out of Kaiser. He also says he's going to enter the Royal Rumble and main event WrestleMania. Right now, our great friends at BetOnline AG have Gunther listed as the second favorite, Denise. CM Punk is favorite number one. Gunther is number two over Drew McIntyre, over Cody Rhodes. Does that surprise you?
I mean, it shouldn't, because he is one of their best champions, speaking on either brand. And he's defended the championship very, very well. And I feel like he made some good points where he was saying again in the Rumble that he lasted the longest. Yep, that's a good point to make. B, he's, you know, longest reigning Intercontinental Champion. Another good point to make. Let's not forget the phenomenal match that he had last year at WrestleMania. So he's proving himself that he can have these real big time matches if he didn't already prove himself already. So to me, he made a lot of really good points as to why he should, not just as to why he should win the Rumble, but as to why I, the viewer, should believe that he's going to win the Rumble. How many guys don't you see go out there being like, I'm going to win the Rumble? And I'm like, yeah, right. Sit your ass down. You ain't going to win that. And so with Gunther, you don't feel that way whatsoever. With Gunther, you buy that. You believe that. So for that reason, I'm not surprised that people, because honestly, it got me thinking, damn, you know what? They could probably figure out a way for this to happen. So yeah.
I would love to see Gunther win a Rumble. I think this guy's the perfect pro wrestler. I just think he is the best pro wrestler. Maybe one of the best that I've ever seen, period, ever. But Xavier Woods comes back. And he's mad. He's not happy about Kofi being attacked. He's challenging Ludwig Kaiser. And things get violent during this match. Now, I feel like it should have got that way much quicker. I understand they have 3 hours to fill. I wish that this would have happened a lot sooner. Like, Xavier couldn't contain himself right out of the gate, Denise. I think that would have worked. But the match was fine. It's one of those where you're like, okay, I know how this is going, but I wanted some aggression, and I didn't get that until much, much later. And then once that picked up, I really liked it. Like, Xavier's bleeding from the mouth, and they're throwing chairs at each other and all this stuff. I just felt like I would have, for this story, gotten into that way quicker.
It was all the post-match angle stuff to me that was definitely the most intriguing part. Like, once they started throwing things, I think it was the chair that he threw. Once we saw Xavier Woods, like, laying down on the steel steps, the attack that happened even afterwards. It was everything that happened after this match was when I started going, huh, all right, you know what, let's continue on with this. And all of a sudden, you got my attention. I'm intrigued here to see more of these two guys. But during the matchup itself, though, it was one of those matches where I thought, okay, feels a little random, but you know what, this could be a good match. But I didn't think that it hit the marks that I thought that it was going to hit until, like, way, way later.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see New Day and Imperium go back at it, but it needs to be like a no DQ match. It needs to be something hardcore. I don't know. And Big E has always said that he's probably not coming back, or just, you know, isn't cleared. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, man, that would be incredible if we got New Day versus all three of Imperium at some point. That's a Mania match to me as well. Like, that would be an apt one, but I also think that Gunther needs to defend the Intercontinental title at Mania because he's made it such a big thing.
Yeah, definitely.
N. Simmons says, Sean, can you find out what happened with that IC title contenders match? They set it up. Now Ricochet's not on TV. Chad's in a story with Ivar, and Kofi got taken out. Well, I have asked about it, and I wasn't given an answer. Like, that makes me wonder, like, did they even know? But Ricochet's back on the road now. He worked the weekend live events, so I'll continue to ask for you for sure. The Way took on Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. They set this match up backstage. They gave some time to the women's tag team division. This had a very clunky finish. It didn't hit the way that it was supposed to. An ambitious finish, but this was set up by Chelsea complaining that her shoulders weren't down on account. And then this match ended, and I'm not sure it was by design. I'm going to try to find out. The illegal person holding down Chelsea while she got pinned by also the legal person. It was kind of clunky at the end. How'd you feel about it, Denise?
Well, I kind of feel a little bit bad because I, you know, we've been talking about Candace and Indy sort of getting their shine for a while now. Like, for a while, how many times haven't you talked about them being a team and getting their due and all of this? And it's like, okay, we're finally getting it. But I cannot tell you anything that really stood out to me in this matchup. And it was so brief and there wasn't really much to grab a hold of with this one. So I kind of felt like a little bit, if here's the thing, like they are clearly coming for the women's tag team titles, and it's very, very clear. But I don't think that this performance necessarily said, all right, I'm buying it. You guys are coming for the titles. You guys deserved it just based off of this performance. And that's the thing. Like right now, I'm a little bit more so intrigued on what they're doing on the other side, because we're going to be seeing on SmackDown, the champs go up against Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn. Now, granted, those two girls also haven't really been seen as much on TV. I don't know why, but we haven't seen much of them. But I'm more intrigued in that possibility because I've seen them as a pair now, you know, in NXT here, all of that. And so for that reason, I'm a little bit more intrigued on that end of the women's tag team title pictures than I am on the Raw side of things right now. So that's kind of how it's looking. I feel like for me, it just needed to be a little bit more of an impressive match and a more impressive victory as well.
We also had the Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark defeating Tegan Nox and Natalya match. I wouldn't mind some like enhancement teams, honestly, to pop up, because we're going to run into a lot of these same matches. And even if we haven't seen the same matches, it's going to feel like the same matches. I wouldn't mind seeing like an NXT team brought up and just have the absolute shit kicked out of them a little bit. This, like, I feel like Natalya has gained an awful lot more respect, which is long overdue, because people are seeing how many people respect her within wrestling and are going to her house, for the love of God, to train with her. I think that that's given a deeper perception of her place in wrestling as well. And she's getting a lot more opportunities in the ring to stretch her legs. Shayna won with a violent chokeout, which I thought was a really great way to end that match. I like that Shayna and Zoe were just kind of like, yeah, we don't really like each other, but there's no can we coexist to this? We don't like each other. We just like everybody else a lot less than us. I like that approach. They seem like the natural next contenders for right. These titles.
Right, exactly. Not terrible. How many tag team matches did we have today? We had a few. Oh, I feel several. Like this is the most we've had like on one show in a very long time. And that was something that really stood out to me.
Sorry to interrupt. Jay Miller says, good to see the emphasis on the women's tag titles. Glad they redid Tegan, Natalya versus Zoe, Shayna, since Rock went over time. Yeah, I mean, they knew that too. They knew The Rock was going to go over time. It's The Rock. It's The Rock. I don't need to draw a comparison to anything else. It's The Rock. He can go as long as he wants.
I agree.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Okay. That's all. Okay. I agree. I thought you were segueing into the next
thing. No, that's good. You're good. You're good. We also had Ludwig making the or attacking Xavier backstage. Jey Uso made the save, which is interesting because Jey Uso is trying to mend fences right now. Nate says, Sean, can you tell me when Def Rebels deal is up? Not soon enough. Not soon enough. Tommy Vercetti says, as a Mercedes fan, I'm worried she looks bad right now. WWE walked away. She's stuck with AEW or nothing. Doubt she ever intended on being in AEW on a multi-year deal before this month. No way. AEW offer woman more money than WWE did. AEW has offered numerous talent more money than WWE has. They have outbid WWE on a number of wrestlers. I don't know what kind of deal Mercedes will be on. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like a per date thing. I don't know if it's a multi-year. It could be 2 months, 10 years. I don't know any insight on that yet, but she's expected in AEW, and there will be a bigger story if she doesn't go to or if she doesn't appear for AEW, there will be a bigger story at play there. Ricardo says, what's Gunther doing at Mania? Rec spec if you must. Brock Lesnar's my first choice, Denise. Big E would be my second choice. Six man with Imperium and New Day would be my third choice, but I want that IC title on the line.
It's gotta be Brock Lesnar, man. It's gotta be Brock. Of course, those Big E, that would be great, but that would be great for like a different reason, because then you're like, yay, he's back in pro wrestling. Big E against anybody would be really nice because yay, he would be back in pro wrestling. So that's kind of like a different reason. But in terms of like story, in terms of hypes, in terms of dream matches, it would be Brock and Gunther, and nothing else.
Judgment Day, we're all over this show, and there was a lot of fun stuff here. R-Truth is selling bootleg Judgment Day merchandise, and Damian Priest is like, okay, it's gone way too far. And then R-Truth pulls out a giant stack of money, and Priest goes, what's this? And he goes, this is your cut. He's like, I got one for everybody. And Priest softened his stance after that because money talks. And he's like, okay, but don't tag into the match later. Backstage, that's all JD's worried about. And then JD goes, well, do I get a cut? He goes, well, your name isn't on the shirt. And R-Truth's reasoning for this is he lost a Loser Leaves Judgment Day match. So no, he doesn't get a cut. I'm glad that after they let him back in Judgment Day, Denise, that this is at least a plot point that R-Truth keeps bringing up. R-Truth doesn't know like which way's up, which way's down. But yeah, he knows this. He remembers that.
I agree. I've been saying this from the very beginning. Like when this all happened, I was so upset when they just went back on him. We're like, oh yeah, well, we had this match with the stipulation, but you're still in the group. I was like, what are we doing here? I just wasted 15 minutes of my life for you to do this. But now I'm happy that R-Truth has not let that go. And the fact that he hasn't let that go makes me feel like I didn't waste 15 minutes of my life, because at least he's still bringing it up because it's true. He's making sense. So at least this led to what we're seeing right now, and I'm okay with that. And so R-Truth going out there and giving us the cut of money to everybody. Man, can we have R-Truth? Like, let's make a stable and have R-Truth come out here and give us the money, because that's what I want. Everybody needs a friend like R-Truth.
Before we got the awesome Truth match, we got DIY defeating Dominic, or also known as Tom and Nick Mysterio, and JD McDonough. And man, I'd love to pat myself on the back here. I've been saying for a long time, like, if you want to get DIY over, get them over in the ring first. And that's what they're doing. This match got This Is Awesome chance. The people are getting behind DIY, and it's easy to get behind DIY because Judgment Day are really, really good heels, and they're working their asses off, and they killed it in this match. There were a lot of times when this crowd was not hot tonight, but they were hot for this match.
Yeah, they definitely were. I was surprised by how long this match went. I think, there was maybe two commercial breaks in between this match, somewhere around there.
It had three segments, yeah.
Oh, it was three. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, this was a lengthy match. I was very surprised by how much time they gave it, but I thought that the second half of the match definitely had people hooked, and it definitely had people really excited about what they were seeing. So it wasn't necessarily like my I was a little surprised when people were chanting, "This is awesome." I thought, oh man, maybe I'm not like feeling the exact same way, but I feel like in comparison to everything else we got on the show, this was definitely up there with the better portion of it in terms of the in-ring portion of it all.
I'm very
excited. Aside from there were some fun moments for the main event, though. We'll give it that.
I'm very excited to see DIY against Judgment Day as well. Like, I'm really, really excited to see that as a tag title match. Will Chisholm says, Truth is a smart one playing dumb. He knows that money talks. This is my idea all along. R-Truth has always been a genius.
That's the thing. Sometimes the people that play dumb are the smartest people, and I love that they're leaning into that.
Yes. I really, really like that. Incredible match there. Sean Murphy said, could they be trying to recreate Sammy Bloodline story with the R-Truth and Judgment Day? To some extent, but if they do it bar for bar, I think that people are going to recognize it. So I think it'll be a little bit different. Jonathan Corona says, when I saw R-Truth joining Judgment Day's entrance, it's like watching Mickey Mouse join the dark side in Star Wars. Truth was behind Judgment Day before his match, and Miz had to be like, you are on my team, right? Like, you are. He pulls out this wad of money. It goes everywhere. And I love that Finn Balor is like, no, let's hold on. Let's get my money. Let's make sure that that's all set. Then he attacked Truth. And then when Truth finally got some offense in another fun match, Damian Priest did the Sorry, I had to do it and hit him with the South of Heaven choke slam and pinned him. Oh, I'm just loving all this R-Truth stuff. Like, Denise, that injury was bad enough, a torn quad, where at his age, you got to go, would he come back from it, you know, or would he call it a career? Not like he couldn't, but at some point you just go, eh, I love that R-Truth is back. This is one of my favorite runs of his that he's ever had, and he's sympathetic as hell, but he's also okay to beat too.
He's a gem. Like, I feel that you need people like R-Truth on the show because they bring something of like, they bring a light in. And that's what I like about R-Truth, that no matter what he does, no matter what segment in, no matter how cheesy or corny it is, he always makes it good. You know, he makes a something that could be god awful for anybody else, but for him, it works. And I think you need people like that on the show.
I think you do too. And I think that they're doing really well here. I think it's a good use of The Miz too, because it's endearing to see The Miz be like, I know I was a jackass for a very long time, but me and Truth had something special, and we can, you know, we can make this work. We can do something special here as well. And he's trying his best there. Tom says, do you think WWE would ever try having a PLE in conjunction with the Super Bowl, maybe running in an arena that hosts the city the night before? No, I don't actually. But AEW is trying to capitalize off that in the Vegas area this year. An interesting note, Ariel Helwani reported that the UFC Saudi show is being moved to the summer. And originally it was going to be advertised as a fight night, and Saudi Arabia does not pay for fight nights. They bring the biggest shows there. They want Shawn Michaels out of retirement. They want the greatest Royal Rumble. They want Cain Velasquez fighting for the WWE title. They want Goldberg Undertaker if it didn't suck. They want Tyson Fury versus Francis Ngannou,
even though he had already passed.
Exactly. At which point, if I was Fa La Ba, I would have been like,
yeah,
pick me, I'm the one.
Give me that paycheck. Like,
they want big shows. So I could see WWE and UFC under TKO doing a back-to-back day thing. I think that could be good. Will says, it's crazy how R-Truth is 52 and he's still doing this. I need his blood. Well, you know, sometimes paying for those pay-per-views is like drawing blood from a stone, Denise. But not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, it's the best yet. I mean, if you're tired of paying those steep pay-per-view prices, change your virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You'll be able to get it with those overseas prices. It's incredible. Forget that deal we have listed. Right now, you can get NordVPN and get 4 extra months and a 30-day money-back guarantee. You purchase that subscription, you get the NordVPN app. You can put it on all your devices, even your router if you want to cover everything. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. I haven't traveled in a while, and I'm about to start again. So when I'm going to Tampa, Indianapolis, Charlotte, Greensboro, Philadelphia, I'm at the airport, I'm at restaurants, I'm at hotels or the venues. I want to protect my data. Don't want people on that unsecured Wi-Fi getting into my stuff. NordVPN helps protect all that on the fastest VPN in the world. It also has a password manager. That way, in case you need to make your passwords more complex, occasionally you'll get those notifications when you sign in. Oh, your password's been a part of a data breach. You need to make them more difficult. NordPass helps you remember them and protects them. They also have the file encryption tool, threat protection, and 24/7 support. So if you ever need to know anything about it, they got you covered at NordVPN.com/Fightful. One of our biggest sponsors, one of our biggest partners, truly love what they do at NordVPN.com/Fightful. Jonathan Corona says, do you think SmackDown will get a new stage? If Raw is getting a new one, I think that SmackDown will as well. But if it's a temporary thing, I don't think they will. The reality of what I have always been told about stages is, one, it saves a lot of long-term costs for them to just use the big video screens. And the reasoning that a lot of places try to give me is, well, we can put anything we want on those video screens. They almost never do. It's always very generic looking, but they say, oh, we can put whatever we want up there and make our own set. And I was like, no, it's not really the same, but I understand not wanting all the cost and logistics and all that stuff. Gas is expensive, Denise.
Kind of telling me.
Rock Hard Joel Wood says, the expectation is that Julia, Trinity, and Camille are WWE bound. That is correct. Are there any free agents on the men's side you can see joining WWE at some point before the fall? Ooh, that's a good question.
Before the fall, Sean.
Before the fall, Andrade. He's the one that I can think of right now. It wouldn't surprise me to see QT Marshall and Sean Spears doing like a player coach thing in NXT as well. I know that QT wants to wrestle. I think QT as a part of Chase U would be pretty funny and pretty entertaining. I think Sean Spears as number 10 in the Royal Rumble would be very good. Then he can go train at Flatbacks and coach people in NXT and pop up on the NXT program a lot. I think he would be very valuable there as well. He's got a family. So I think that those are a few that could.
I can see Sean Spears. I can't see QT.
Easy Breezy says, before Cora tore her ACL, I had her maybe coming to the Rumble. Maybe now just Tiffany, Lyra, Roxanne again. I want, if she's healthy, Wendy Chu. I think she is main roster ready. From a comedic standpoint, we've had Chelsea, but I think that Wendy Chu, and I mean this in a complimentary way, could be the Santino of the women's division, of where she provides that comedic relief, but is also a credible challenger in a lot of situations. Those are a couple that I would keep my eye on. I've thought that JC Jane has been ready for like 2 years though as well. I think that she would be great.
Things have kind of slowed down for her a little bit on the NXT side of things, where she's sort of outgrown it. Or I don't know if she's outgrown it, but there just hasn't seemed to be like a spot for her. Like, she's just sort of been there with Thea Hale.
I manifested it, Denise. Rhea Ripley interrupted by Becky Lynch. KE775 says, I wish Becky was more confrontational with Rhea, but I'm willing to see where it goes. And KE775 says, the men's rebel appears down to Punk, Cody, Drew. Women's is Becky, Nia, Bayley, Bianca. 12 days out, I'm thinking Bayley and Punk, Becky and Cody, or Bayley and Punk win the Rumble, Becky and Cody win the Elimination Chamber. Well, I liked this. It was two women who are the best. They admit that each other is the best. There is no minimizing the other person whatsoever. Becky outright says, these are my strengths. These are your strengths. You're stronger in this area. I'm stronger in this area. I actually think you're better than me, but I need to prove that you're not. And Rhea says, the only person that wants you to win the Royal Rumble more than you is me, and says, we'll see you at WrestleMania. This is a big ass match, Denise. It is an enormous one. You know, before all this stuff happened, I saw it as a main event of WrestleMania. I wouldn't hate it if they did main event WrestleMania with it. If they did main event night one, I don't personally got to see Seth Rollins and CM Punk close the show. CM Punk's got to see that. That's his story, not my story. mine would be seeing Becky and Rhea, because those are two people I've been invested in for years. What do you think of this promo?
This was the best thing on Raw. And if you didn't watch Raw, this is the only thing that I would suggest going out of your way to actually watch, because this felt big time. And here's the thing. Oh, there's a lot of thoughts on this one. First of all, this is something that I think a lot of people have been waiting for, myself definitely included. They've been teasing this for a while, but they haven't been teasing it so much where they like shoved it down your throat by any means. But they teased it enough for you to know that it was going to happen at some point. Like, I still remember, God, I don't know if it was like a year ago or several months ago. I don't even remember anymore. But that mini confrontation between Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch that we got, that was kind of cool, just to see them just have that like mad stare down. And then that was kind of it for a bit. And so that was like the first thing here. The second thing was that Becky Lynch really, and I don't think people are putting this over enough, when she told Rhea Ripley that she thinks she's better than her and she needs to prove that she's not, dude, please, I am so in love with that concept of her saying that, because you don't know, for someone like Becky Lynch, who has had all of these accomplishments, all of these accolades, to go out there and say, damn, this person might be better than me. That is a hit that if Becky Lynch has an ego, if Becky Lynch has a pride, which clearly she does because she wants to make sure that that's not the case. She doesn't want to feel that way. She needs to prove herself. She needs to prove whatever in her head is telling her that Rhea Ripley is better than her. To me, that's like deep layers of like competition right there. And so I loved that part of this promo. So that was another thing that I enjoyed. Another thing that I enjoyed was you know, Vince McMahon has said this a million times, where he said that he really likes to like market things. And that's how we got, what was it? What was it again for WrestleMania 39? Stupendous. Yeah, it was stupendous. He likes to market things with like big words and really push things, right? When she said mommy versus the man, I saw it in a million t-shirts. I saw it on all the posters. It automatically clicked just like that. I can see the branding for WrestleMania. This was definitely a win across the board for me. It was the best part of the show today, hands down. I'm looking forward to this so much. Sean, you're muted.
I cannot wait for this. Easy Breezy says, love how they just circled each other in the ring. Yeah. They just kept moving the whole time. That's something I also don't think we would have seen under Kevin Dunn. I think they would have been very, very stabilized. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so pumped for this. This is what I want. Two very, very good talent. Now, Becky just lost to Nia, so she's got to win her way into this spot. Fortunately, there is Rumble. There is Elimination Chamber. I think she should be eliminating Nia from the Rumble as well. Can't wait for this. We got
to see her enter at number one. Is that asking for too much? Is that too much? Am I asking for too much? I would kind of like that. I love those kinds of stories.
Patrick says, in my opinion, part-time Roman shouldn't main event WrestleMania. He is, though. I mean, that is,
but he's without Roman a doubt. Reigns.
Yeah, he's going to main event Mania. He for sure is. And we've got Dan Hall saying, do you expect another match announced for Rumble? Let me see. They've got four right now. I would say maybe one more. I think it'll be a 5-match show personally. Ivory Duncan says, is Damian ever going to cash in at this point? Seems like a long drawn out cash in failure. It's only been half the time. He's still got 6 months where he can do that.
But I don't want tonight. 6 more months of this.
I'm okay with it. I'm not.
There's too many. They've already done so many teases. So many.
Got to wait for the right time. And tonight wasn't the right time. Drew McIntyre ran him off. Steven says, is there any words of Damian's Money in the Bank? Saw rumors of a cash-in tonight, but it never happened. Kind of getting bored now. Same can be said of Seth's reign with the false finish and Super Seth moments. I want Damian Priest to hold this through WrestleMania because I want the chaos of him doing that, threatening people's WrestleMania moments. I mean, he can quite literally, if he wants, if Seth Rollins versus CM Punk was set, or Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns is set, if The Rock versus Roman Reigns is set, he can say in kayfabe, Denise, well, guess what? I'm going to roll down there, make The Rock run the ropes once, let him pass out of exhaustion and pin him for three. That's what Damian Priest can do. I want that ridiculous shit.
See, that's it. Like, I get what you're saying by that, and I wouldn't mind seeing that either. But I think for me, it's been more so that I hate how many times he's already gone out there. Because at one point, I would just be like, dude, just pick your moments better. Come on now. Like, be smarter about it. Come up with a really good strategy instead of just going out there every single time. It's like, instead of just like throwing a bunch of darts and seeing where it lands, like choose a specific moment to like, you can actually nail it, man. I think that's part of the reason why I have sort of felt a little tired with the all of the teases of the cash in, because to me, it's more special when you haven't seen so many teases. And then finally that moment comes out where that person runs out there. You're like, holy damn, this is it. You know? And when he comes out to tease the Money in the Bank, cash in. I don't have that holy damn this is it moment anymore. I just go, oh, he's going to do this again. That's it. So they've tired me out for it.
A lot of people had a holy damn this is it moment with gender. I'm ecstatic Seth Rollins won this match. Like, I know there were a lot of people acting like this would have been a good idea. It would not have been a good idea.
Oh, God, no.
To have Jinder Mahal win. I covered the show with him as champion, and there was even less setup for this than there was that. And the week before he won a top contender match in his last reign, he got beat by Mojo Rawley in 3 minutes. So the match wasn't particularly good either. You did have Indu Share, as reported by FightfulSelect.com. They booted Indu Share from ringside. Jinder hit the Coloss, but Seth Rollins kicks out. They seemed very short on time, and he went for it again. Seth rolled him through, hit the stomp for the win. Alyssa says, can't believe Jinder was hindered. There was a reference to social media hindering of Jinder by Barrett.
The most talked about. He said he was the most talked about star of 2024.
And he is. I like the promo. I actually like the promo a lot. I thought that was very good. I thought that was one of the better things I've seen of Jinder, period. I thought he did great with that promo. And he was telling the truth. He is the most talked about wrestler of this year, for better or for worse, as of right now. Now, he's not going to be after this. And he was never considered to win this, to my understanding. Connor says, my first ever live wrestling show was Backlash 17. I got real bad flashbacks when he hit that Coloss at the end.
Yeah.
Nicholas says, I got emotional seeing the tributes on the Emmys and then turned on the screen and see Jinder almost win. Went from sad, almost shocked, thankful. Like, it's okay to admit, guys, this would have been a real bad idea. A real bad idea. And there were so many people, whether sarcastically or seriously, that were like, oh, you know what? This would have been this. This is how you do it. And then switch the title to this. No.
Who are these people?
Not. Yeah.
No, that would have been crazy. That moment, though, where you throw in when he got hit with the freaking with the briefcase.
Oh, yeah.
That whole moment, I was like, all good for them. They had a really good little, I knew this was going to get a great reaction. I actually liked that little moment. I thought it was funny, but I was the whole time I was watching it with just like a regular face because I knew there was no way in hell that they were going to have Jinder Mahal win. Like, no offense, but that was not going to happen. And anybody who thought that it should have happened, no, please no.
Now, William Rabb is saying Wade Keller just reported Seth injured his left leg. I'm actually talking to Wade Keller right now, but I'm working to find out more. Pavement Cut Your Hair says word is he injured his knee. Ryan says it looked like he legitimately injured it on the second rope moonsault. Seemed to have a concerned look on his face. Can you ask? Of course I'm going to ask. I'm going to try my best to find out. Wade Keller of the Pro Wrestling Torch's report says that Seth looked worried as Raw ended, stood on one leg as the ref presented him with the title belt. Wasn't clear where it happened, began favoring it. And that he was walking on his own with a limp backstage and he was helped back. I will work to find out whatever I can about this, as soon as I can. But, it's unfortunate. And hopefully he's okay. Cause if that's an ACL tear or something, oh boy, that's
bro. Knock on wood.
Hope to God not. Hope to God not. And this guy knows severe injuries to the knee. Well, very well. Don't know if this was asked. Could we have Judgment Day drop the tag belts to the Awesome Truth to give Truth a WrestleMania moment? Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't mind that at all. I would be fine with that. It's not like
I'm like so in love with I'm kind of over the Judgment Day already as tag team champions.
Yeah. I don't hate that at all, actually. Sheldon says, I think Becky should win in a chamber instead of the Rumble because she already won a Rumble. Possibly, but to me, it's whatever the best story is. If it makes sense, then have her win the Rumble. If not, then don't. But I do understand why some people would be like, okay, I don't want a repeat Rumble winner. Because I've been like that in the past as well.
I don't mind it. Repeat Rumble winners. But again, like you said, only if the story makes sense.
If you got any more Super Chats, Humper Chats, get them to our great moderator, Luis. Again, we're going to have some great content here at youtube.com/Fightful. But please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. If you've never tried it, give it a go. $5 a month. What do you have to lose? Steal that from somebody. Just steal it from somebody. Punk somebody out. You can do it. I believe in you. FightfulSelect.com, especially as the year goes on, that's where I'm going to be interacting the most at, as opposed to Twitter, Threads, Instagram, any place like that. I'll be over there discussing stuff with you guys. But if you have questions about the stories that we have, you can comment and I will do my best to answer them on Fightful Select. I do Q&As every week as well. We've just got, I think we got thousands of shows at this point. I think it's like 2,000 that we're approaching on Fightful Select in our history. So check that out, my friends. N. Simmons says it would be hilarious if Priest cashed in at the next Money in the Bank because he has a year. And then he is immediately cashed in on after. I don't hate that idea either.
I just thought of something really stupid in my head. I'm not even going to say it. It's really stupid. What if he cashes? No, it's really stupid. I don't even want to say it. I was going to say, what if he cashes in and gets a new Money in the Bank briefcase? So then he gets another year. I know.
Oh my God. No.
It's late. I'm just coming up with random stuff.
Will Chisholm ask if I've heard an update on Theory and Carmelo. I've not. I unfortunately have not. They stopped their match, and we haven't heard an update on them as of yet, but I'll work on it. It says, I'd pop if Naomi returns and wins the Rumble, face EO, and Bayley finds a partner to face Asuka and Kairi. I could. That could absolutely happen. I don't doubt that could happen at all.
She's got buzz.
Denise, tell the people where they can find you.
YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. That's the place to be. Daily content every day.
Guys, thank you all so much. Misfit says that WWE tweeted they're okay. Look at you, Denisa.
Or Denise. I don't know how. I called you Denisa. Call me Denisa? Denisa. Who the hell is Denisa?
You now. Denisa Salcedo.
Okay, that sounds terrible. Wait, I was going to say something.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was remembering that WWE tweeted that they were okay, that they just had face contusions. I think the night of SmackDown or the day after, something along those lines. Because I remember reading about that. And yeah, that's it. That's all I've got.
Well, I mean, you never know until the day after. But yeah, hopefully so. Guys, until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.